Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele. It is Wednesday, May 11th. Starting off with a little bit of hopefully not concerning news. There is a fire in the Onion Valley area above Independence. So far, all they know is it's a brush fire, and it is on Onion Valley Road, and it was estimated to be about an acre in size. It is windy down there, so that's a scary thing. Bishop and Big Pine, we're both sending mutual aid. I saw multiple CDF crews going down the road and Cal Fire with bulldozers in tow, as well as multiple sheriff's vehicles, and then of course Big Pine and Bishop sending their trucks. So it was about 2 o'clock or so when that started happening. I drove down to about halfway to Independence from Big Pine and saw the fire. I will post this on Eastern Sierra Now so you can see just the picture that I got from there. If it gets any worse, Christina Bloom Justice with the Bishop Fire will get a hold of me, and I will head down there and live stream it and try to get some more information about what's going on. Hopefully, they'll just get it out real quick and we will not have to worry about that. So stay tuned. Watch on social media for me to live stream if we need to, and I will get the information out there as quickly as I can. So there is a little news out of Bridgeport today. A $5 million arsenic treatment plant is now operational in Bridgeport. A new arsenic treatment has now been operational in Bridgeport for over a year and is continuously testing below state arsenic level requirements. Well, that's all good news, and I wouldn't say that means it's open now. A little confused by that. The $5 million treatment plant located on Twin Lakes Road in Bridgeport was 100% financially covered by a State of California Water Resources Control board grant and has been operational since last April. The new plant will treat over 81 million gallons of water each year for tourists and residents of the Bridgeport Public Utility District. That's cool. Before the installation of the plant, well water in Bridgeport tested at arsenic levels of 0.02 milligrams per liter. After installation of the plant, treatment water is now testing at 0.005 milligrams per liter, far exceeding the state mandated requirement of 0.010 milligrams per liter. Thank you to our staff, past and current board members, for their effort completing this project for the Bridgeport community. And that came from the town of Bridgeport. There's some pretty good pictures showing the plant in operation at easternsierranow.com if you'd like to check that out. That was the Bridgeport Public Utility District that put that out. So head over and check that out. That's pretty interesting. I find it interesting that we're allowed to have 0.010 milligrams of arsenic in the water. Shouldn't it be 0.000? But I don't know anything about this kind of stuff. I'm probably sounding like an idiot. Most of the time, I probably sound like an idiot, so that's nothing new. So, a couple bits of sports news here. We got the Bishop Bronco baseball. Fourth inning plays key role in Bishop Bronco baseball blowout over Boron. It's a lot of B's. Bishop Bronco baseball blowout Boron. 6 runs in the fourth inning led Bishop Broncos past Boron 11-1 Tuesday. Reese Dondero, Albert Cano, Kane Omohundro, and Caleb Gillum each drove in runs during the inning. Bishop Broncos got things started in the first inning. A sacrifice bunt by Bodie Garcia scored one run for Bishop Broncos. Bishop Broncos notched 6 runs in the fourth inning. The offensive onslaught by Bishop Broncos was led by Dondero, Cano, Omohundro, and Gillum, all driving in runs in the inning. Jake Frigerio was on the hill for Bishop Broncos. The ace surrendered 1 run on 1 hit over 5 innings, striking out 7 and walking 1. Bishop Broncos socked 1 home run on the day. Gillum had a dinger in the fourth inning. Bishop Broncos had 9 hits in the game. AC Valdivia and Gillum all managed multiple hits for Bishop Broncos. Gillum and Valdivia each collected 2 hits to lead Bishop Broncos. Riley Oropkin led Bishop Broncos with 2 stolen bases as they ran wild on the base paths with 9 stolen bases. Albert Cano was 1-for-2, 1 RBI. Jake Frigerio, 1-for-2, 3 RBIs. Caleb Gillum, 2-for-2, 3 RBIs. Kane Omohundro, 1-for-3, 3 RBIs. AC Valdivia, 2-for-2. Reese Dondero, 1-for-3, and 1 RBI. And Kennedy Batchelder, 1-for-3. Good job on that, boys. Now, since we're talking about good jobs, that sentence usually comes with the next phrase. Good job, Copper Top Barbecue. That's pretty much how that goes. I think if you looked up, you know, like the history of spoken word, good job is usually followed by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. That's a fact. You can check me on that. Copper Top Barbecue, man, I've said it all before and I could say it again a million times. They are fantastic. The food, phenomenal. The atmosphere, phenomenal. You've got those beautiful Copper Top barbecues in the front there, pouring out smoke. You know, the little barns, the little tables, everything about it is just a perfect setup. It looks like it's supposed to. You know, sometimes you go in a place, it's like a Mexican restaurant, you walk in and it's like cement walls and little paper plates and things. It just doesn't look like you would feel like when you go to Astorga's and it's like, oh yeah, this feels like a Mexican restaurant, this is great. But sometimes it doesn't, you know what I mean? And I don't mean Mexican in general, I just mean food in general. Well, this is perfectly done for what it is. It's technologically advanced, oldest technology ever, putting food over fire. It's kind of an interesting mix there. It's like I can't think of the right word for it right now, but it's very interesting. They don't go together, and yet they do. Anyway, it's a great place. Matt does such a good job of being ahead of the technology down there. They've got the magic beer taps that I'm telling you, it takes wizardry to pull that off. They probably had to sacrifice a pig, which makes sense because then they use said pig to put on their burgers or sandwiches and things. So anyway. Really interesting stuff down there, but it's great. You know, and the stuff they do for the community, even better. They've got the Frisbee golf tournaments that they sponsor completely out of pocket just to get people out moving around and doing stuff. They donate to everything. You know what I mean? They are fantastic. I could not say enough about Copper Top. And if you're thinking, oh, wow, they sound like a really good place, guess what? They also give you 20% off if you're local. You just go in with Local 20, that's the discount. You'll get 20% off. You can call in your order, or excuse me, write in your order on the internet, on your phone, and then show up and pick up your food. You don't even have to wait in the giant line that's always there because they are swamped busy always because it's that good. So head over to coppertopbarbecue.com today. Place your order. Trust me on this, you're going to want the mac and cheese. So pick that up as your side. Anyway, thank you, Copper Top, for sponsoring us from day one. And we will always have your back and help you guys succeed however we can, because Copper Top is the best. Speaking of the best, and it's been really exciting getting to know the business and be a part of it in any way that I can, High Point Solar is so cool. Anything that you need, you know, electric wise you're paying for, and it goes up and up and up. Your bills are crazy. I constantly see people online saying like, oh my God, my DWP bill was $400, or my Edison bill was $900, and it's crazy. So if you're on DWP, you're the lucky one, but that's still a lot of money. Well, guess what? For less than your bill, you can pay to get a loan to get solar on your house. So then you're just paying for equipment that you will own shortly. So in a few years, once you've paid off that loan, boom, you're not paying for electric anymore, which means everything you have that's electric, you don't have to pay for. So if you swap out your propane dryer and your propane water heater and your kerosene heater for the living room, that kind of thing, you get rid of all that, your pellet stove, whatever, you put in electric stuff, you no longer have bills. At least as far as utilities go, you know, you got to pay for Netflix, or in the case of me trying to get scammed this weekend, Neftlix. But anyway, I digress. So High Point Solar, you want to go to them. They're the cheapest. They're the best. You don't find that usually. Usually the cheapest is the worst stuff. They're the best by far. They use the best stuff because they work with everybody. As far as everybody, I mean manufacturers. So they can go to whoever is putting out the best stuff for the cheapest at that time, the time of your purchase. A lot of people, especially around here, are stuck in a contract with a certain company. So you have to use the company they work with. And that one might not be the best, and usually isn't, as far as who's putting out the best product, who's putting it out for the cheapest. Every time I talk to somebody who went with somebody other than High Point Solar, especially the scalpers that are coming in from other areas and pretending that their solar company's around and they are helping in Bishop. Well, how that works is they call in and say, oh, we can get you this deal. And they get you thinking you're making some great deal. And then they call places like High Point Solar to do the job for them in the first place. And they screw High Point Solar over, and you get screwed over, and you don't even then get the benefit of having gone to High Point Solar and using their warranties and stuff like that, because it's not High Point Solar doing it. It's this other company that you just paid a lot more to go for because you got kind of scammed used car salesman style. So trust me, before you do anything solar wise, call Amy. It's 760-937-5849 or go to highpoint-solar.com. There you will learn about everything that's going on solar-wise and why solar is a great option for you, and High Point is the people to do it. I promise you, I would not lead you wrong on this. I'm a big proponent of solar panels, and people need to get out there and do that. You are going to want this. Trust me. So again, Amy, 760-937-5849. Where do we leave off here before I jumped in on my ad? Softball, that's right. Bishop Bronco softball. Oh, man, loses 0-7 to Boron. That sucks. Geneva Molina pitched all 7 innings, giving up 7 hits, 6 walks, and 11 Ks, 4 unearned runs. Oh, man. Offensively, 2 hits, Kayla Jackson 1 hit, Eva Weaver. That just sounds like it was an off day for those girls, because usually they're a powerhouse, so... Sorry about that, girls. It happens, you know. It's the end of the season. Everybody's probably getting ready to graduate and get in the summer and all that. So that's a bummer. But hey, good try. Getting out there and playing, that's what matters. You know, I wish that there was still stuff that I could play. I don't work anymore. And by that, I don't mean work, because I'm doing that right now. I mean, my body doesn't work anymore. Oh, man. You know what, guys? I think that's going to be it for the day. I will keep you informed if anything happens on the Onion Valley Fire. Let's hope they just get it squashed right now and call it good. We don't have to deal with it. But if anything does happen, check in at Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook or Instagram, and I will be live streaming there and YouTube as well. So any of those, if you go there, make sure you like and subscribe when you get there so you can get updated when I am actually live streaming about this stuff. You'll just get the update in your email or on your phone. And I'll tell you what's going on. So hopefully nothing is going on. I'm just waiting to hear from Christina, basically, from the fire department. So keep checking on that. Thank you guys for listening, and we will check back with you tomorrow, hopefully. Not more today. Have a good one.